Today, we stand strong, and we will deliver 44,000, more than 44,000, signatures of fellow North Dakota citizens who have taken the time to sign our petition to have Marcy's Law for North Dakota on the November ballot.
Kathleen Wrigley chaired the effort to put a crime victims' rights initiative on the November ballot. Supporters say those rights include a victim's right to be heard in court, to be notified of court proceedings, and to be free from harassment. That would also include a victim's right not to be deposed.
Crime victims deserve constitutional protections, and a vote for Marcy's Law for North Dakota will enshrine these fundamental rights into our Constitution.
Opponents argue the law allows victims to refuse to undergo a deposition. That could lead to more cases going to trial. But a member of the Marcy's Law Steering Committee, Shane Gettle, told reporters North Dakota has one of the most open and liberal laws in the country when it comes to deposing victims.
If you look at other states, you'll find that they don't go so far as to give sort of an unlimited right of the accused to go depose the victim pre-trial. It's not a constitutional right to take a pre-trial deposition of a non-party. And so it's a misunderstanding to think that we're taking some kind of constitutional right away from the accused in that process.
The Marcy's Law movement is spearheaded by a Californian, Dr. Henry Nicholas. Supporters say Nicholas donated more than $218,000 to the North Dakota campaign, allowing them to hire 30 paid petition circulators. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.